Hello.
My name is Tamika. I am calling from the Alabama Department of Labor, Unemployment Division. I am returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call? I'm sorry.
This is she. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How may I help you today?
I was calling to make a claim.
All right. Can I have your Social Security number, ma'am?
Hold on. Is she there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's 424-15
mm-hmm.
615-6158.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Amanda Fort, F-O-R-T.
And your date of birth?
5/27/1975.
And your mother's maiden name?
McQueen.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
All right. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Do you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking and savings account, or the Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits Card. Which one would you prefer?
The benefit card.
All right. Do you mind providing me that address?
For Miller, 775 Polar, P-O-L-L-A-R-D, Circle, Apartment 102.
Okay. And the city and state and zip code?
Montgomery, Alabama, 36104.
All right. And your telephone number, Ms. Fort?
334-895-2974.
334-895-2974.
Yes, this number.
Okay. And I have your address down at 775 Portland Circle, Montgomery, Alabama, 36104. Is that correct?
Polar, P-O-L-L-A-R-D.
P-O-L-L-A-R-D, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? 1992S, 42 Plus, Media Garden Investments, or Public Schools, or none of the above?
Public Schools.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1986 Chevrolet Celebrity, 1987 Pontiac 6000, 1990 Audi 200, 1991 Mercedes-Benz 560, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Never been associated with them.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1021 21st Street, 117 Cedar Crest, 1232 Devonshire Drive, 187 Greenbrow Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
What was the Devonshire Drive? 12 what?
1232.
I don't know where the 32 comes from, but I've been associated with the Devonshire Drive. So.
Okay.
They got that wrong.
Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? Capwood Curve, Northwest Fairfax Run, Shadowwood Court, or Wibblingdon Road, or all of
Wimbledon.
The above? Okay.
It's fair, that Fairfax one. I've never lived on it.
Okay. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Miss Osborne? 23 to 20, I mean, 23 to 27, 35 to 39, 43 to 47, or 50 to 54, or none of the above. I am not familiar with this person.
None of the above.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state with the last 12 months?
No.
All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
And we have to ask these questions for your safety and security reasons. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
All right. Are you filing for DUA?
What is that?
Mean like you've been interrupted on the job?
As far as what, terminated?
COVID, or you had to leave?
No.
Okay. What was the last day that you worked, Ms. Ford?
The last physical day of work or the last day of dismissal?
The last day of dismissal.
February 11th.
February 11th. Okay. So, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
All right. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
All right. Are you currently working solidly on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? I'm sorry.
No.
All right. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes. All
right. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than a Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 30, 35.
Okay, so that's going to be 35. What is the lowest hourly rate you will accept?
I guess like $10.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. And what was your job title / description, Ms. Fort?
SRL / AS. Well, I was a supervisor, stockroom lead supervisor person.
So you was a lead supervisor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You directly supervise the sales worker in a retail establishment?
Yes.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I've
And
I'm
your
so
last.
You're
fine. Jobs get hectic at times, I tell you that.
It's shocking me. I'm trying my best not to break down because I've never gone through this. And it wasn't because of performance wise, it's people with their evil intentions. And I thought we were past that by now, but.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's hold on. Let's keep holding on.
And we're going to go through that exactly the reason why you had got fired in just a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
Your last employer was CPUR Employment?
No, Ross.
Okay, Ross Dress for Less.
Yes.
Okay. And do you mind providing me that telephone number, Miss Ford?
Okay, let me see if I can find it. Cool. I only have the store that I was at, so.
Sorry.
It will be 334 265 2258.
Okay. And what was your start date, Ms. Ford?
July 31st of 18. I think it was 18 or 19. I do so many. Going into 2019.
Okay, so July 31st, 2019?
Yeah, I want to say.
And you say, you're okay. And you said your last day was February the 11th of this year?
Yes.
Okay, and the city and state?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay? Sorry.
I honestly don't know. I don't know how they go about doing it, but I know I do have a little vacation, and I have sick pay. That's what I guess it's going to be, whatever is left is going to be sent, but because I do receive one last paycheck.
Okay, so you do have
so
vacation.
I just say yes. Yeah, I'll say yes, yes. Okay.
Yes, for vacation and sick pay?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me the hours and the dollar per hour?
Oh, my God. Let's see. I have no idea. Oh, my God. With the sick pay, I want to say I have at least 20.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Sick pay things left with the sick pay.
So 20.
I don't know.
So 20 hours, and you said the dollar per hour is what? I'm sorry.
It would be $13.10.
Okay. And you have, and you say you don't.
Okay. Let me see if I can. Oh, God. Okay. Whew, I do keep it. Wow. Well, right here. As far as vacation wise, I only have 16.38 earned hours.
16.
From the last, yes.
Okay.
16.38. That's from the last pay period. I don't see, they don't have the seat. We have to go into the computer for the seat pay. Wait a minute.
Do you know the dollar per hour for the vacation pay?
It's what for my the $13.10 for my what I get paid, I guess.
Okay. Have you applied?
What I was getting paid.
You okay? Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. Is this your separated employer?
Huh?
Like. Is this the last job that you're working on?
Yeah, this is the last job.
Okay. And why are you no longer working?
I was terminated.
Discharged?
Yeah, I was discharged. Now I tell the reason why.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. I was just going to ask you that question.
Well, from my understanding, oh God, I don't know how to put in words. I have a dispute with them about it. It's because basically they felt like I wasn't leading the people or whatever.
So basically,
to their standards, enough for to get the stuff out. And I did, and I had a situation. I had a personal situation on that one particular day that caused me not to call within the time frame, because I had an incident, and I didn't. When I did call them, it was after the time, you know, the 2-hour time period.
Yes, ma'am.
So I didn't make the 2-hour time period, and they're saying.
So basically, they were saying you was doing unsatisfactory work. Is that correct?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. And do you know the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Well, I can just do the manager.
It can be the first name, and then you can put HR. I can put HR manager or the supervisor.
Well, I just put her because I don't Janet, and I use her as the store manager.
Okay, Janet and the store manager.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And your last day was the 11th, is that correct, of this month?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Not calling within the time frame. So I didn't make that time frame. So basically, they're considered as a, you know, they consider that as a no call.
No call, no show.
No show thing, yeah.
Okay. Did you commit the act, your employer allergies?
Say what now?
Did you commit the act, your employer alleges?
What are you talking about? What does that mean? Explain it.
Give me 1 second. It means claim or assert that someone has done something illegal or wrong.
You mean saying have they done something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
like the question says, did you commit the act your employee alleges? Like, did you commit something wrong or have you done?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yes,
no.
Ma'am. You okay? You're fine. Cause some people get confused, and the word confused me sometimes.
Yeah, cause I was kind of thinking like you're talking about the person, them, you know, the job. Okay, I got you.
Any prior warning for same or similar act?
No.
Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Well, I tried to call, but I couldn't because of the area that I'm in. But talking to them, when I got into work, it was already done. So it wasn't nothing for me to say. They were not listening. It was already done.
You said you was trying to call, but you couldn't because the area that you was in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you
returned to work, the decision had already been made.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second. All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold into your federal income tax?
No.
Okay. And do you have a pen and paper ready? I'm going to give you your temporary pen.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be 5875. And it's always the last two of your birth year and the last two of your social security number.
Okay, you said 5875.
Yes, ma'am. The last two of your birth year and the last two of your social security number.
Okay.
Okay.
5875. All right. So this one I called in and I put this in here.
Give me 1 second. Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ms. Fort, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No. So, well, only thing is, so I start calling in myself on Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. No later than 5 p.m.
Okay.
All right. Anything else for me, Ms. Ford?
That's fine. What's your, and one more thing, what's your name?
Tamika Crenshaw.
Tamika. Okay. I just didn't want to know who I talked to.
Yes, ma'am.
Really
you're
appreciate fine. It. I you're really
fine.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
For being so patient with me.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you, Ms. Ford?
That'll be all.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a great rest of your day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.